This audio is brought to you by Yakitomi, Voice of the Web. Mary, by the Collective of the One, October 30th, 2013. I am Mary, Queen of the Skies and the Earth. Beloved children of love, I am among you and with each one of you, just in this moment. Many of you, increasingly numerous, see my presence accompanying your presence. Through our contacts, sometimes through my words, many brothers and sisters made this bridge, this union, and the sense even of my name, which is nothing else than our nature, our reliance, and our freedom. I come to you in these particular times. There are no more elements to give you and to be transmitted except your own perception in our own reliance and our own union, which is expressed by you in various ways, but the result is of course inevitably the same. The result of our reliance, of our union, of our presence next to your presence is unfolding the miracle of love, that of your eternity. At the end of this year, that you name 2013, and the eve of a day, that evokes the holiness, and all those who preceded you in this world, and which left their marks, much broader than what the doctors of faith wanted to mention and establish, that day, every brother, and every sister on this world, who raised the whole of the veils to his own divinity, is from our eyes what you name a saint. Not in the sense of perfection, but in the sense of holiness and testimony. Some of them, a small proportion, expressed in a certain way, through the elders, through the stars, or other kingdoms beyond the humanity. In any case, the message was always invariably the same: open up to the truth, open up to the eternity, and live it. Living these reunions, these several weddings which were offered to you, and which today allowed you to note the truth by yourselves in a growing number. Not the truth of our words, not even in the meaning of our words, but the truth of this reliance, of this union, of our communion. All this emerged in you, the truth, and this truth has no other word than the love, which is eternity, which all we are, in the same unity, in the same lack of limits, in the dimensions where we are established forever, and not in the dimensions of passage with their imprisonment, like here where you put down your feet. So I come to you to reinforce this bridge of light, which joins our meetings and our common eternity. Today the humankind is ready to meet its destiny, in order to be each one of you in the right place at the moment when the chant of the sky will resound, and whether you are informed or not, whether you are conscious or not, you will receive the call to your divinity, the call to love, in order to establish yourself in a new life, where the limits will not be other than those that you decide by your own mastery, by your own essence, and by your own desire of experiences or rest, or eternity. There are many dwellings at the Father's home that have already been commented. Today you realize this through the whole of your experiences, even in this perishable body. The breath of the Spirit vivified you. Our meetings reinforced you. The light has embodied in you, in its descent to the core of the earth, giving you the necessary support which now is appropriate to carry out. Realization which has nothing to do with an effort, but much more with a stillness, a rest, an acceptance, a consent with that. You are thus at the dawn of your signs from the sky. You are at the beginning of the words announced by the testimony of who was named my son, words where nothing can be withdrawn nor removed. Today this is located at your border, at your edge, and for others this is rooted in your heart. The multiple signs of your awakening, regardless of its stage and its degree, become not only apparent, nor only obvious, but I would even say invasive. Coming to break your usual circles of suffering, your circles of action and reaction, within this world where you walk. The period of adaptation is more or less easy, because this resurrection, and it is one, occurs in a more or less simple way, in a more or less obvious way, according to what resists or not. More and more on Earth, many of you live particular experiences, showing elements related to a particular timeline, where the Earth is concluding its own birth, as each one of you is walking at his own pace, in his own way, leading certainly to a destination of his own, but above all to align you with eternity. It is already time to remember not the past, but this eternal present which sings freedom, which sings grace, and which sings lightness. No, you do not dream. Even if your dreams are sometimes more present. Although sometimes your experiences lead to live any other thing than what you were used to. But if you make place to the light, then you will see progressively clear, with your heart, according to the sense of our words, according to our respective spheres during these years, now pronounced by multiple voices which converge to the same horizon, being located beyond this space-time, but coming to join to your space-time. All this has been announced in multiple ways, by various voices, in various ages. The traces are countless in the history of this solar system, for those who today, with your means, had the occasion to focus in that. Not to mention this total and final reconnection with your being, and your eternity, which is the indisputable proof, for each one of you, in your consciousness, of what you really are, and not what you believe to be. Children of the sky and the earth, born from heaven, and given birth to on the earth, sometimes prisoners of the earth, your work raised, I would say, the common vibration of the whole humanity. Even if what is shown, even if you see increasingly the appearance of the opposite. Because this look, whatever are the aspects of this limitation, only shows the relative share between your eternity and your body in this world. There is no common measure. You know it. You check it. You live it. Many of you have this thirst now, thirst of this light, of this love which does not know any break, any limit, any condition. You lived it, and will live it more and more when the sky open up in a clear and total way. Not only for you, who made the experience in your dreams, in your states, but rather for everyone on this earth, within the bosom of the limitation, in this trapped consciousness. As you live, these particular manifestations are increasingly present, increasingly intense, increasingly obvious, and they require, as I said, and, as you noted, less and less effort. Everything becomes easier within you, whatever you see and live in this world, whatever you have to live, whatever placement you choose in this life. Everything is just done, and you will catch it, if it has not done yet, as you let this immensity be what you are. You emerge in the infinite reality of love. You emerge and rebirth, after having passed the doors of oblivion fully aware. This rebirth, this resurrection is a great joy. Only what is ancient, that still can remain in you, can cause the impression of a nostalgia, or even a mourning. That represents, perhaps, the last fears of the unknown, the last questions of that which is not the master in you anymore, that is to say your mental body. A mind which, however, still allows you to make use of your ordinary senses in this world, to carry out what you still have to do in these particular times. You prepared since more or less a long time, or you separated the look of what is there now since more or less a long time. But for each one of you, once the element of surprise is lived, then you will note that all the questions, all the doubts, and all the fears which can remain will be replaced by a big guff, more and more soothing and gratifying for your heart. In these moments you will laugh. In this moment you will become again love. There will be no more possible doubts. Then, at this moment, what will be finished is nothing else than suffering, than the illusion. And real life will start, in its aspects which are yours, which you already become aware and expressed, more or less here, in this world, giving you indications on the road of love which is yours. At a particular moment, that who was regarded, as my son said, stay awake and pray. He said it under special conditions, whereas he knew that his fate was sealed, as a person. Currently, each one of you live arrangements of his own crucifixion, in the sense of a sacrifice bringing you to sacredness. It is more or less easy, like any birth in your world, but the result is inevitably the birth, and the cry of delivery. There is thus necessarily a passage to be crossed, and this passage can seem to you more or less close, more or less difficult, but remember that all this is only illusion. When you are relieved from this point of view, that you name the other side, you will note by yourself that it was even an evidence. The process which occurs does not ask for a special process to purify anything, because you are pure since all eternity. The only thing which hold you back do not come from the past, nor the history of this world, but simply from your position. Go in the direction of the light, that is, go to the sacredness. You have to sacrifice yourself to the light, for the light, and in the light. What is sacrificed is nothing else than only the ephemeral nature which realizes precisely of this transitory nature, and which in a last breath says, Father, I give my spirit to your hands, in order to be also the way, the truth, and the life. Marrying the Christ in a mystical marriage. Marrying the presence in you, together with the collective of the one in this world, as within the intergalactic confederation of free worlds. Whatever are the circumstances, rejoice at them. Remain centered in the moment of your presence, where you know now. Whether through your experiences, or by small successive touches, or in a radical way, stands the truth. What was named as the fire heart, the wave of life, the Holy Spirit, or the Shakti, all that is now married with you? You are the proof of this transmutation, because you are the witnesses where this happens. Carry it out. See it. Let the love be what you are. You will note more and more that the only moments on the surface of this world where you feel less good are precisely the moments where you move away from your center. Also notice that within your life, in the course of your activities, in the course of your actions, if you place yourself in the center of your heart, then lightness is there, whatever the importance or the difficulty you live in the sense of still being a person. All these steps and these experiences which you have gone through and lived today find this certainty, this love, in the evidence of the light, in the evidence of our presences, in the evidence of what you are, and of what we are. Thus, I invite you to look at yourself, according to your positions, according to your points of view. Your position enables you to satisfy what you are, or keeps the resistances of the illusion. See by yourself what are the results. The changes expressed by you as on this world become increasingly obvious, and they will be even more. Because the final stage is said indeed. That which signs the word, the prophecy, the call, the awakening, the resurrection, the rebirthing, the return to your origin. Everything about you and your place is in the unlimited creation, or the uncreated. Then, I invite you to check by yourself this silence, and this dance. I invite you to live by yourself in your intimate being. All these meetings, all these reunions, because this is a party. In the heart, this can be only a party, despite the senses say, despite you watch from sky, despite Mencho. At this moment, whatever are the circumstances, you will be able to say, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. Although that will be simply an evidence, and not a forgiveness whichever it is with yourself or other people. Because beyond forgiveness, there is a recognition of what is played by the other through your own experiences, because you note, and you will see more and more easily, the surrender or resistance, in you, as in this world. Let everyone be what they believe to be their way, because for them, it is their truth. There is no possible discussion. Even if, there where you are now that can seem an illusion, or a game, but they do not know it yet. In the same way that you, maybe yesterday, did not know it either, because you had not experienced it, and had not lived it yet. Today many of you have the chance to install the love, to root the love more and more deeply in you. Then be love. In the love, there is indulgence. In the love, there is forgiveness. In the love, there is also, especially, the recognition of each other, which is nothing else than you and me, and all us at another time, in another game. Love is the key. Silence and the dance are the expression. Plenitude is the result. This plenitude cannot be achieved by absolutely anything from this world. You know it now. The kingdom of heaven is in you. Then you will say I and my Father are one. Not as a creed but as the truth of your experience. From there irradiates and expresses the authentic light, the light which is the source of everything, here and elsewhere. Then be simple and humble. Accept what is there, because there is liberation. It is what you live as evidence. We welcome you, we welcome everyone to this new round. Beyond the dances of the incarnation, but much more in the dance of the joy and the spirit. You will be also increasingly numerous to receive what is good for you, through your inner voice, by the voice of one or, by multiple voices. You are concerned to test and live it. Remain now within the silence of our communion, within this space, where nothing resists, where beatitude is the evidence, superimposing, and returning you to yourself. In the infinite and eternal love, I greet what you are, and enter in an increasingly intimate and obvious communion with each one of you. I am Mary, Queen of the skies and the earth. I remain with you and in you, in this communion. I do not tell you any more, see you soon, because my presence is eternal, like yours. Transmitted by the Collective of the One. Transcription by Marie-Louise Gaston. Translation by Eugenie Garcia. Blog, Somozuno, http://egaram.wordpress.com. Publication by Lay Transformations http://laytransformations.wordpress.com. This audio was brought to you by Yakitome, Voice of the Web, YAKITOME.com.